By the way, you can join Zach Krantz tomorrow at the Dos Equis Watch Party at Black Market Miami. He'll be there 3:30 is when the game starts. You can win some Dos Equis gear and a 60-gallon cooler. Plus, register for a chance to win two tickets to the college football semifinal game at the Orange Bowl. Dos Equis. Keep it interesante. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Jamie.
What's going on, Phil?
Well, yes, last week when we talked to you, you were in a limo with Pete Prisco. Where are you today?
I am driving home. Speaking of Pete Prisco, you made him very angry on Tuesday when you when you held up Brady Quinn. You held him hostage, and you were apparently talking about giraffes and headlights. The two of them do a video that takes about an hour, and I walked in the building from, I don't know where I was going, but I saw Brady in the lobby, and it was about 30 minutes later he showed up screaming about Riptide tickets. and an angry Pete Prisco was standing upstairs outside the studio.
Yeah, it was a whole mess. But I couldn't let Brady Quinn go because he said that Brock Osweiler looked like a giraffe in headlights. And a giraffe would not be blinded by headlights.
Yes.
The phraseology makes no sense. The giraffe towers over the car, would not be blinded. You would agree with me, Jamie.
Yes, and then Brady was trying to explain himself why he was late because he had to justify that he was right that a giraffe could be stuck in high beams. It was about 10 minutes of my life I'd like back. Yeah,
yeah, well, he had told me later on, he had said, because I had sent him a picture of a giraffe and a truck, and you could see the height discrepancy, but he said just back the truck up like 100 yards and the giraffe would be blinded.
I'm with it.
I feel like I'm reliving this nightmare all over again.
Me too. And I want to eject. If anybody has a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg heading into this holiday weekend, you can call 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560. I got a lot of stuff to get to myself. Let me start quickly with Adam. Go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. For a flex player, should I go with Crabtree, Mohamed Sanu, Riddick, or D.D. Westbrook? Thank you.
If you just need one of those guys, I like Theo Riddick. Without Golden State the last two games, he's got at least 10 PPR points in each of his last two matchups, and that's without having a catch. And now you have not only Golden State out, but also Marvin Jones. So I think he's going to be really involved in the receiving game for the Lions.
If you were playing daily fantasy, like, would you take Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because he put up 500 yards or whatever. They put up 500 yards of offense, but they don't score.
He is a very good contrarian play because I think the fear is, for at least for myself, that he could get benched for Jameis Winston. But the matchup is very good against the Giants.
Our friend Gorilla Jaywalker is on hold here. I'm going to go to him in a second. But Falero told me during the break, he picks up the phone. Hello, do you have a question for Jamie? And the caller goes, and Falero goes, all right, Gorilla Jaywalker, let me put you on hold. I just find that to be delightful. Gorilla Jaywalker.
Andy Dalton or Alex Smith. And then in another league, Fitzpatrick or Kirk Cousins. Don't you dare screw it up.
All right, you've been threatened as well.
So Dalton or Smith, I don't love either guy. I would check for all these guys, all these quarterback comparisons. See if you could find Eli Manning, Marcus Mariota, or Dak Prescott. I like all three of those guys.
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, yeah, Tampa Bay stinks. I think if you have to make those choices, I'd probably go Alex Smith over Dalton just because no A.J. Green is bad for him. And then with Fitzpatrick, I think he's, you know, again, it's risky, but his situation is just a little bit better.
Our friend Lucky the Bookie is on the line as well. I like the fact that he gives us a sure thing. I wish we would be tracking these bets that Lucky the Bookie gives us. Have you, Lucky the Bookie, have you been tracking what you give us? Have you been winning?
Of course.
I expected nothing less. Go ahead, Lucky the Bookie.
Take my advice. Don't worry about it. Io sono italiano. Listen, I got Jared Goff or Carson Wentz. And then in PPR, Hooper or Heuerman. Then I want you to take the Texans and the bye week minus the points against the Dolphins.
The Texans and the bye week, okay, against the Dolphins. All right, that's it. See if I can put that parlay in on my site, by the way, Falero. The Texans and the bye week against the Dolphins.
Not funny.
First off, I like how they Gorilla Jaywalker and Lucky the Bookie always call back to back. Very amazing.
They are always well, I try to take them back to back. I think it's a good 1-2 punch.
It is. Especially good for trying to remember all the questions. I would go with Hooper over Horiman. I like both this week, but Hooper's just been a little bit more consistent, and I think that's going to be a fun game between the Cowboys and the Falcons. And then both quarterbacks should be awesome this week between Goff and Wentz, but you want to have as many people in that Rams-Chiefs game as you possibly can. So Goff has a chance for a big, big day. He's been awesome at home so far this year.
Hey, Jamie, I got a random question because you heard that the Le'Veon situation, which doesn't happen that much, man. We watch a lot of football. This is a new thing with these new athletes. But people are saying, like, that ruined my fantasy draft. That ruined my fantasy league. It changed everything. Is it that extreme? Because if he would have hurt his ankle in camp, the same thing would have happened.
It's a little bit different because if he had hurt his ankle in camp and you knew that he was out, you drop him. You know, you had to hold him this entire time. So it just, you know, took up a roster spot on your team, and it kind of, you know, eliminated you from making some moves. So you have kind of the double whammy there. But I think, you know, you never want to, you know, see an injury situation to a player, but at least there would have been some sort of a date or, you know, a known commodity of when he would have been back or potentially come back. And, you know, this just was such a frustrating situation. So, yeah, it did ruin a lot of people's fantasy teams and a lot of people's seasons for sure.
Quickly with Jamie Eisenberg. Robert, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
In my PPR league, who should I start? I got Andrew Luck and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Thank you.
Yeah, I would go with Luck. You know, it's funny. Every week it's like, oh, he's got a tough matchup. This is going to be that he falters. The arm's not right. All these things. And he just keeps rolling out these big numbers week in, week out. The offensive line has been amazing. It's the best offensive line he's had in his career. He's got all his weapons healthy. And, you know, I know the Titans defense looks good on paper, but there have been three quarterbacks that have already had big games against him, and I think Luck will be the fourth.
Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru, CBSSports.com. Chex Mix or Bugles?
Oh, Chex Mix.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, come
victory!
On,
Jamie.
Chex Mix.
Chex Mix is great, right?
No.
Let the man speak. Chex Mix.
Grandchildren?
Chex Mix, especially the cheese Chex Mix, right? That's great.
Any Chex Mix. I mean, Bugles are just kind of like, you know, what are they?
Exactly. What are they, finger things?
Yes.
Victory!
Little witch fingers.
Fritos or Doritos?
Doritos.
Barbecue chips or sour cream and onion chips?
Barbecue chips.
Combos or corn nuts?
Combos.
Yeah, that's a good one. Did you hear yesterday Troy Stratford before us with Omar admitted he's never heard of combos when Omar brought him up. He's never tried one in his life.
Never heard of
combos.
He's sheltered.
He thought he was talking like about a combo meal. He's like, what do you mean?
I used to love combos as a kid.
Combos, that's a great airport snack. Combos like a meal.
What is that orange stuff they call cheese?
It's orange stuff that they call cheese. you nailed it. It's exactly what it is. Orange stuff they call cheese. If someone told you to buy them ranch Bugles and you got to the store and there were no Bugles available, what would you get them instead?
Chex Mix.
This was planned.
I swear
what?
On my
Come
life.
On,
did,
man.
Jamie, did we plan this?
No, I don't talk to you.
No,
like, but when you call me to the radio.
That was Inception.
Greatest radio moment of my life.
That was Inception.
Well, you think I let
you
him
said
do
it
that?
Earlier.
No!
Chex Mix, the cheddar, the bold. Ooh.
No. I am on that one. Jamie and I are kindred spirits. Caramel corn or kettle corn?
Kettle corn.
Popcorn or cheese popcorn?
Popcorn.
Could a gas station vitamin pack that just says vitamin pack on it make you healthy within 60 minutes?
It'd probably make you sick, so no.
Yeah, Crowder will disagree with you, and I've actually seen it.
Jamie has helped me win 4 championships in fantasy. I never saw a doctor in front of his name. Sorry, Jamie. Got to call you out.
I was in Vegas with Crowder. He was sick as a dog. I am not lying. This dude could barely speak, sneezing, snotting. I mean, it was disgusting. Goes to a convenience store on some seedy street we're on, buys a thing called Vitamin Pack, eats them all without a drink, by the way, just eats them. And in 60 minutes, he's as healthy as you've ever seen anyone.
I just want to clarify. You just said that I'm not a doctor, but you bought medication from a gas station.
Yeah. He bought a thing called Vitamin Pack.
Hey, Jamie's all smart, man. He's always smart.
That's right, he is, because checks mix. That's what I'm saying. See you, Jamie.
See you guys.
Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. We've got to do our deal, best bets of the week. We'll do that in the next segment.